My mother took us kids to our neighborhood second-run movie theater several times a week, back after World War II. In that day and time, the only relief from raising kids and running a household full-time was 10-cent, two-hour breaks provided by the movie house. Mother couldn't afford a sitter or a housekeeper or a nanny, but 10 cents per adult at night would bring small ecstasies to her and us kids, too. We could lose ourselves in cartoons and previews and B-grade detective yarns and Technicolor musicals. As we got older, on Saturday mornings, Mother would put us on a bus with 3 dimes each, and we would ride downtown to watch a double feature matinee complete with cereal and cartoon and nickel popcorn, leaving her home to enjoy some peace and quiet while our father went down to the farmer's market to visit his buddies. 5 cents for the bus, 10 cents for the movies, 5 cents each for drink and popcorn, 5 cents for the return trip, and we could stay and watch everything twice. A full day of babysitting for Mother, a full day of air-conditioned summer camp for us. Since watching films was a major part of my reality, much of my idea of what life could be like somewhere else was formed early on. To this day, I wish life was like a movie musical where regular people, for no reason at all, burst into song as their moods dictated. I always wondered what it would be like to have a beautiful actress serenade me while staring me straight in the eye. Wondered whether it would be difficult to stare back without flinching or blinking or giggling, like the actors on the screen did. I also marveled at how perfect the actor's skin looked, particularly in black and white. Marveled at how actresses could twirl their skirts high without ever embarrassing themselves with a too revealing glimpse of underwear or flesh. Wondered how actors could keep us from lusting after their female co-stars after a romantic scene ended. Wondered how actors could swing from vines or leap between buildings or punch each other without serious injury. Why couldn't life be like this? After years of comparing film life to real life, I came to suspect that they were two parallel universes, and it seemed logical that each world was unable to contact the other. Once I figured this out, I gave myself permission to lead a rich fantasy life that would never encroach upon my real life, lead a real life without its ever encroaching upon my fantasy life. I also realized that there were people in the world who could not tell the difference between what they imagined and what reality was, and that they were the ones who got in trouble more frequently than I. When nobody was looking, I'd walk along the streets in the pouring rain, umbrella folded, singing joyfully at the top of my lungs, happy all by myself, much to the chagrin of passers-by. I could act out my fantasy in real life without hurting anybody. On my best days, I still do this, here in my little world, the bookstore at the center of the universe. Between customers, when no one else is in the shop, I can sing badly, as loudly as I please, make little graceless dance moves, pretending I'm as good as Gene Kelly or Fred Astaire. I'm sure that they wouldn't mind. And I can pretend that I'm the most happy fella, oblivious to the lopsided world outside, secure in the knowledge that no matter how crazy things can get, I can still nurture my harmless fantasies and take good care of my spirit. The only downside is that I don't know how to impart this lifelong skill to you, so that you too can pull yourself up by your own inner goodwill and make a frown turn upside down.